My vision is on wholeness. My vision is on wholeness. When I am able to keep my vision 100% on wholeness, I experience wholeness. When I keep my vision 100% on my body being spirit, mind, and body whole and perfect, then I am whole. And when I drift away from that wholeness for just a second, I fall back into the experience of not wholeness. And then I wonder why illness comes into my life sometimes. Why illness comes into the lives of others where they seem to be treating for wholeness. They seem to be recognizing wholeness all the time. They seem to be all the time thinking about wholeness, thinking about their body being a perfect expression of their ideal. But the only reason we ever have illness in our body is when we allow ourselves to think thoughts of illness. When we think thoughts of hurt or pain or problems. Now, it's very easy for us to be one-pointed and keep our thoughts on wholeness at all times. And it's very easy for us to let our thoughts drift away from the wholeness that we are and experience something else. How do we let our thoughts drift away from the wholeness that we are? Well, for us to think of how wonderful this world is and how magnificent this world is and how fantastic it is and the wonderful things we're learning in by science with the Big Bang and all the other things that are going on, we learn that constant changes are taking place in this world, and constant changes are taking place not because the truth does not already exist, not because wholeness does not already exist, but because we are getting new ideas about it. We are getting new images about it. When we can keep our thought one-pointed, when we can keep our thought perfectly directed toward the ideal that we recognize that we are, our original purity and integrity, then that's what we experience. Now, when we look at, say, the Big Bang Theory, and we see how the world was created and how the earth was created and how all things were brought forth and how all things exist and are still being created, we think, isn't that fascinating? My goodness, that's fascinating. And then we think there is evolution. We think there is change. We think there is something going on when, in truth, nothing is going on. As scientists are coming to realize, nothing is the allness. The allness is nothing. There's nothing going on because all is in its original purity and integrity. All is as it was originally designed to be right now. All is that way. It's not going to be that way. It's not developing. It's not mutating. It's not evolving into something that it is not presently. It is the ideal right now. So, when we want to experience wholeness in our life, it behooves us to think 100% of wholeness. When we want to experience our original purity and integrity, which is our wholeness, then we turn our attention to that original purity and integrity. We turn our attention to that wholeness. We turn our attention to who and what we really are. Now, it's so easy to get fascinated by what's going on in the world and all the activities that are going on and the people writing stories about this and that and how science is saying this is happening and that's happening and how. But behind it all is the original purity and integrity. Behind it all is the ideal. Behind it all is that which is never changing, that which is never evolving, that which is never in any way being different from its original ideal. Now, how can we turn our attention to the ideal? How can we turn our attention to the original purity and integrity that we are? How can we turn our attention to the allness that exists and dwell upon that, live in that, be aware of that, enjoy that, and have it be right now. How can we do that? We do that simply and easily by just finding out what is our ideal. Now, you don't know what your ideal is, you say, and that's quite possible. It's quite possible that in our human minds we don't know what our ideal is, but we can say all is in ideal order right now. All is in divine order right now. All is in perfection right now. When we put our thought on that, without knowing what the divine really is, without knowing what our ideal self really is, our original purity and integrity really is, as we put our thought on that, then that is what we begin to experience in every area of our being. When our mind is stayed on the purity, on the goodness, on the wholeness, on the ideal that we are, then that's what we experience. Now, can we do that? Well, it'll take a little training because we have trained ourselves to look at the outer images, the illusions of the world around us, and we call that reality. We look at the experiences that are going on in the world and we call that reality. And it's not reality. The reality is the original ideal, and the ideal is already complete. The ideal does not have an evolution. The ideal does not in any way change from its original purity and integrity. The ideal is always the ideal. When we can train ourselves to think ideal, when we can train ourselves to live ideal, to love ideal, to be ideal, to in every way have the ideal be what is our only choice for ourselves now and always, then that's what we experience. But it takes our choice. It takes our attention because we can be distracted by all the beautiful things going on in the world, all the wonderful things going on in the world. We can be distracted by the fact of the Big Bang and how it began from nothing and came into the allness and will perhaps one day return to nothing. That's not the truth. That's just a game. That's just an illusion that's going on around us. The truth is that we are the ideal. We are our ideal self. We are our original purity and integrity. We are never changing. The divine never changes. The ideal never changes. Now it's up to us as human beings, if we choose, to play the game of being divine, to play the game of the ideal, to play the game of wholeness, to play the game of reality, to play the game that only matters. And for us to play that game, it means that every moment of our life, we are saying, all is in divine order. Every moment of our life, we say, I am my ideal. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. Every moment of our life. And as we, without hesitation, without doubt, say this every moment of our life, then we are not involved in the machinations of the human world, in the attitudes and ideas that are coming out from people all across the globe about all sorts of things. And yet, if we go back to our original purity and integrity, we'll find that we are ideal beings. We are wonderful beings. We are totally perfect beings. We are whole beings. We are beautiful beings. And as we return to that being, our ideal being, as we return to that, what do we find? We find that that is who we are. Nothing more, nothing less. That is the allness, and that is who we are. And we are the allness of the universe. We're not this human body. That's just an expression, an illusion that we gave ourselves. We are not something to be, but we already are the all. So this day, claim for yourself, I am the allness. All is in divine order. I am my ideal self right now. I like me. Say this again and again and again, and make this be your only thought, and it will be your only experience. It's our choice. It's my choice. And you're my creation. So it's your choice too. Have a wonderful, lovely, marvelous, fantastic now as you live in this divine order, which is our reality now. I love you. I love you. I love you.